This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Say what you will about Edward Snowden, but the fact of the matter is that we now know a bit more about exactly how much privacy we have. Not as much as we thought we had a month and a half ago is the answer. But if you don't like that answer, if you wanted to disappear off the grid, as it were, but not drop out of daily life, could you? And if so, what would you have to do? New York Magazine writer Kevin Roos spent a day trying to live completely surveillance-free. Kevin, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
We should probably define terms here, right? This is not you going camping in the woods and turning off your cell phone for a week, actually. This is staying in society, but hiding, kind of.
I wanted to see if it was possible to go an entire day without surveillance, but not, you know, become Amish or move to the woods by, you know, I wanted to actually communicate with a phone and go online and do my normal work.
So let's start with the very basics. What are the first couple of things you did?
Well, I had to turn off all the devices in my house that send information about me outside. So that meant my iPad, my iPhone, my Kindle, my Xbox, sort of all the gadgets that we don't know what they're saying about us to the companies. And then I had to sort of download a whole suite of privacy apps and pieces of software that allowed me to camouflage my internet traffic and send secure text messages and things like that.
This is an experiment, obviously. Would you call it a success?
I think so. I mean, if the goal was to avoid all kinds of surveillance, I definitely failed. I don't think it's possible to live a modern life and not be surveilled. Even if you surveillance-proof all your gadgets, some satellite somewhere is always going to be able to find you. So in that terms, I think I probably only eliminated maybe 80% of the surveillance on me. But it was remarkably effective at teaching me how pervasive surveillance is. It's not just your phones and your emails. It's security cameras. It's you know, things in taxi cabs that track you. It's, you know, there are a lot of ways that we're being surveilled that we don't even necessarily know unless we stop to look around.
Speaking of those surveillance cameras, tell me about your hat, man, this hat you put together to...
I built a custom anti-surveillance hat. It's a baseball hat, and I cut four holes in it, and I put four infrared LED lights inside the hat right above the brim. And the purpose of this is that most security cameras run on infrared so that they can see you at night. When you turn the hat on, it creates a glow, an infrared glow that you can't see with the naked eye. But on an infrared camera, my head would just show up as sort of a giant glowing ball of light.
And that's the thing most of us don't think about, right? It's the walking down the street thing where the cameras are just everywhere.
Absolutely. And as someone pointed out to me, I probably set off some trigger at the NSA. You know, who's the guy walking around looking like a glowing ball of light?
This was what, last Friday you did this, a couple of days ago?
Yeah, this was a couple of days ago.
Have you heard from the NSA yet?
No, although I think I hear some black helicopters hovering right over my house.
Obviously, this experiment of yours will end, and we should say that today's post was left hanging with you walking out of the house about to start your day. What's the moral of this story?
Every new technological tool that sends or receives data about us that improves our lives comes at a cost. We like Facebook because it lets us keep in touch with our friends. It also catalogs and transmits a tremendous amount of information about us. So with each new thing that we adopt into our lives, we're giving something up, and that's real.
Is this something anybody can do? I mean, you follow this stuff. You're technically savvy, but if I wanted to, could I do this?
You absolutely could. All you need is some software that you can buy online, some tinfoil to wrap your devices in so they're not transmitting. I mean, this is not a surveillance-proof setup. This was sort of an amateurish setup, and I'm sure I could have done much better with CIA tools, but with amateur tools, it's possible to get pretty close.
You realize, of course, if you walk around with your cell phone wrapped in tinfoil, people are going to start staring at you. Forget the NSA, man. It's the guy in the street.
I think they thought it was a burrito or something.
Kevin Roos, he's a writer at New York Magazine. Kevin, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.